WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest is singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actor Chris Isaak.
I'm the original American boy.
That's Chris Isaak singing the theme to his Showtime TV series, The Chris Isaak Show. The song is included on his new CD, Always Got Tonight. Isaak plays himself on his show, and the members of his band play his band. Los Angeles Times TV critic Howard Rosenberg wrote, "No comedy actors wear better than Isaak and his gifted ensemble, and no show anywhere is more charming or effortlessly amusing than this one." Isaak first became known for his 1990 record Wicked Game, which made it clear that Roy Orbison was a great influence on his singing. Isaac's recording Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing was used on the soundtrack of the film Eyes Wide Shut. The Chris Isaak Show is now in its second season. The season began with guest star Bridget Fonda playing a rock journalist who wants to interview Chris Isaak about Roy Orbison, who she's writing a book about. To impress her, he fabricates a lot of stories about his relationship with Orbison. In this scene, Isaak walks in on his band as they're rehearsing.
So we turn that little heart.
Hey. What?
I understand you had a date last night.
I wouldn't call it a date. I had a dinner last night. A working dinner.
Looked pretty cozy to me.
Where's your head getting involved with a journalist?
Who said anything about being involved?
You lay down with intellectuals and you'll wake up with holes in your sweater. And sooner or later, she'll sell you out.
She could be writing a story secretly about you.
Chris Isaak, the tragic story of how my bad breath kept me out of the army.
I can't believe that you guys think I am so naive. Okay, we're not doing anything. I'm just telling her stories about Roy Orbison. That's all.
I hope so.
Well, how many stories about Roy Orbison do you have?
What's that supposed to mean? I got a whole bunch of them, and she's lapping them up, baby.
Well, did you know Roy was a pilot?
I did not know that.
I read it in a book.
Tell me about it. I'll use it.
Chris Isaak, welcome to Fresh Air. Whose idea was it to do a show in which you played yourself?
It was my idea.
Why'd you want to do it?
I've done a lot of acting and done movies before, and it was always in between when I was out on tour with my band.
Uh-huh.
And the one thing that I was always trying to do is, you know, I love the city life, acting and being in Hollywood and everything. That's all wonderful. But I have commitments to my band. These are guys I've been with for years, and I didn't want to have the band kind of like, you know, go ahead, guys, just sit on a lawn chair someplace. I'm going off and make a movie. And so I started thinking, what can I do that the guys would be involved in? And it was probably 3 a.m. I'm watching TV and thinking, hey, how about if they were in the show with me and we played music? Ricky Nelson did it. Ricky Ricardo did it. Maybe I can give it a shot.
Now, your mother, Dorothy Isaak, is in the series. Describe your mother's part in the series.
She plays my mother, Dorothy Isaak. She's good. And she's damn believable, let me tell you, because I know the real one, and I know the one on the TV, and they are one and the same. Well, we had people come in, and they were, you know, they kind of auditioned people to play my mom, and they had very good actresses come in. I mean, they were all talented and good, but I kept looking at them thinking, that's not my mama. And then I thought, my mom is funny and she's a natural born ham bone. So I thought I'd just ask her, because I think it's more fun in a sense. Also, when you watch the show, you kind of know, you go, that's really his mom, you know.
What was her reaction when you invited her to play herself?
She goes, I want to wear something beautiful.
And
she wanted to look good, you know. She wanted to look good on TV. And she's a good-looking lady. So everybody liked her. I have to say that. The people who work with me every day, they said, we can't believe that she's your mother. She's so sweet.
Now, your show is a great vehicle for introducing new songs. And at the beginning of the new season, you introduced your song Let Me Down Easy, which is on your new CD. And it's great because you sing it at a rehearsal, you sing it on stage, then you sing it at home to your new girlfriend. And by the end of the show, the audience is singing it, too. It's like you've heard it enough times that it's really like in your head. When you started the show, did you realize what a good vehicle it was going to be for introducing new songs?
Yeah, I mean, we're having the show be about myself and my band. We knew that we're going to have a lot of music in it. And I think what was really fun for us is when we started off, we were all kind of green. We'd never done a TV show before at all. And we came to do the show, and we went the first day. We said, okay, now we're going to record. And they said, oh, no, don't worry. We're going to do playback. And we said, no. We have to have the microphones up, and we're going to really sing it and play it. And they go, well, how will you do that? How will we cut it? How can we make it fit together? We said, don't worry. It's going to fit together. It'll be like a walk through Disneyland. It's going to be beautiful. And we were kind of bluffing. We didn't know if we could do it or not, and, you know, technically. But that's what we do is, you know, you play music all the time. When you go to a concert, you don't do 15 takes or something. You do a take, and you move on. And it worked out great. It's been fun because we don't have to lip sync. The people who come on the show, some of them are surprised, but we don't, you know, you're not doing it at a playback. People play live, and there's a lot more energy.
Okay, well, why don't we hear the song? And this is Let Me Down Easy, and this is from Chris Isaak's new CD.
I look at you, I'm just a guy.
That's Chris Isaak from his new CD. Everybody who knows your singing knows that you've been inspired by Roy Orbison. When did you first hear him? And I'm wondering if you used to, like, sing along with the records?
No, you know, I really liked Roy Orbison. I remember a time when I would go in and I'd ask for a Roy Orbison record and nobody knew who he was. That seems, like, strange today, but in the early 80s, before he made a comeback. But before that, people were kind of like, Roy who? People forget that he had a tough time there, and thank God he kind of got found again.
What music did your parents listen to that you were exposed to before you were buying records of your own?
Well, my parents were always kind of hipsters, you know, and they had good taste in music, thank gosh. They had my dad would listen to, like, Fats Domino, Elvis, and Lead Belly, and like cool, like rhythm and blues records. And my mom had that, and she had things like Dinah Washington. You know, I remember growing up and hearing my mom play What a Difference a Day Makes while she was cleaning the house and thinking, wow, that's a good song. And they had all the music they had. It's just weird these things stick in your head, but I remember that when I wanted to hear music, I thought my parents had all the records. I didn't know there was more. You know, you're a little kid. I thought they had all the records, and all the records were in this wooden thing at our house. And it was a cabinet. I mean, gosh, man, by today's standards, it looks like, if you had a picture of this and you go back, it looks like such poverty. It was like a little wooden cabinet and a bunch of records just piled on each other. And it was like 78s and 45s and LPs. And I'd go in there and just, you know, they let me play whatever I want, whenever I wanted. And then I would play their stuff. And then later on, because we always shopped at junk stores and secondhand stores when I was growing up, when my mom would be out shopping and looking around the store, I'd go over and I'd go through the records. And the records were like, you know, their secondhand records without a cover were like a nickel each. So I'd get stacks of records and bring them home and just go through them and play.
Who's a musician, or what's a song that you learned through that kind of chance approach to buying music that you might never have heard otherwise?
don't know if you can hear of it. It's like,
I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. I'm so sorry, 'cause I made you cry.
It's an old Elvis 45 I got on Sun Records, and I still remember what it looks like. And I think the name on the record, it was like some, the previous owner was Roxanne, because her name's on there.
That was a very good early Elvis
impression. I got that record, and I didn't know what Sun Records was, or uh-huh. who Sam Phillips was, or uh-huh. anything about this. This is like, you know, whatever. It was before that stuff kind of made a comeback, and I remember thinking, this is it. This is like, that was the holy grail for me. Is like when I found that Sun Sessions record, I went, this is what I want to do. And it was fun because as the years have gone along, I've actually got to play with the guys who played with Elvis, Scotty Moore, DJ Fontana, the Jordanaires, got to sing with them. And the other day I was came back from shooting the TV show in Vancouver. I go into my house and I sit down and I had a magazine. I'm looking through it. And there's an article on Sam Phillips, who was the producer for Elvis Presley's hits in the 50s. And they're talking to Sam Phillips, and I read this whole article, and I'm just gobbling it up because he's a genius. At the end of the thing, they said, well, Sam, who do you listen to today? And he said, Chris Isaak. And I mean, man, it's like that was the most exciting thing that happened to me in years. I mean, it's like tears come down my face, and I'm thinking, that's the kind of thing, like, he doesn't know that I'm going to go pick up that magazine and read it, but man, that just meant so much to me, because that's the guy whose record started it for me.
When you got that first Elvis record that you heard on Sun, did you start looking for other records with that Sun logo on it?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you don't find them. And my kind of thinking is, because I've asked other people, I've gone through a million junk stores and looked through a million records, and you very seldom find... You very seldom find an Elvis record, or you find some Beatles records once in a while, because there were so many. But those records are so good, people played them until they just wore out, I think. That's my theory. I mean, the records, I could tell you what you find over and over, was Ferrante and Teicher. Do you remember them?
Oh, sure do.
It was like two piano guys. Now, not ragging them, I don't know why, but I would find those in every record store, and Ohio Players.
Wow, the Ohio Players, really different, yeah,
The Ohio Players, I mean, I don't know why, but I must have seen a million Ohio Players albums in secondhand stores. Maybe people bought them not knowing what kind of music, because they had those sexy covers, remember?
Yeah.
Ohio Players always had like a girl on the cover who was like wrapped in a garden hose naked or something. or, you know, like it was something like that. And I think people bought those sometimes for the cover, and later on they went, oh, here you go, I'll turn it in.
My guest is Chris Isaak. His new CD is called Always Got Tonight. We'll talk more after our break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actor Chris Isaak. He plays himself in the Showtime TV series The Chris Isaak Show, which is now in its second season. When did you get your first guitar?
My first guitar came from my girlfriend, Carol, and a real sweet girl, and she knew that I liked to sing, and so she borrowed her brother's like old beater guitar, and you had to tune it up with a pair of pliers, and it literally had to tune it with a pair of pliers because it was missing the pegs, and then it had a big decal of a daisy on the front of it, and I remember just playing that guitar to death.
So were you convinced pretty early on that this was it for you, that your life was going to be about music, or did you think, well, I love music, but I have to get like a day job, a real job?
I loved it a lot, and I really wanted to do it, and I just remember at a certain point, I sat down and I went to in Stockton. We went with my mom, and I think I was just about ready to graduate or had graduated, and I went with my mom, and she says, "So what are you going to do? You know, what's your plan?" And I said, "You know, I'd been boxing in Japan. Like the previous year, I'd been over there studying, and I'd been boxing over there, and my Japanese was okay. I said, maybe I'm going to go back to Japan and teach English. I can get this job. I saw this job." And I thought, you know, that's kind of using, I was an English major in college, and I thought, that's kind of using something, I'd be professional. And she said, but what about your music? And I was like, kind of like thinking, you know, I have to accept reality. I don't know anybody in show business. I don't know anything about doing this really, and I better try to get like a real job. And I said, well, I'm thinking I could do that sometimes. She goes, you're not going to be happy unless you do your music. And I just, something in the way she said it was like, you know, the voice of experience talking, that she really was like telling me, don't just throw away your chance.
So you were on the college boxing team?
Yeah. I was a light heavyweight for Aoyama Gakuin in Tokyo.
Huh.
That was the university I went to.
Did you like boxing? You weren't worried about breaking your nose or ruining your face or anything like that?
My nose broke all the time.
Really?
My nose has been broken at least six times, I think seven.
Have you had it fixed afterwards? Or?
They straightened it because at a certain point they thought that they could make me breathe through it better if they made it straight. But they wanted to put cartilage back in it. And that means they have to take cartilage out of your ear. At least that's what they told me at the time. And I said, no, I don't want you to mess with my ear to fix my nose. I just forget it. So that's why my nose kind of curves from the side.
Let's take a pause here and listen to your first big record, Wicked Game. Can you talk about writing the song?
The Wicked Game was written very quickly. I probably wrote that song in, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Got it all finished. And it was written really late at night. Somebody called me and said, I need to talk. I want to come see you. And that was a euphemism for wanting to come over and sleep with you or, you know, climb on you. And I was in a moment of weakness. I said yes. Oh, man, it's a time I regretted it. But anyway, yeah, between the time she hung up and the time she came over, I wrote that song.
Well, let's hear Wicked Game. This is Chris Isaak. Chris Isaak, I've been hearing this song a lot on television. One of the commercials uses it. And is that your record, or is that like a sound-alike version of you?
That's me sounding like me.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure, because you know how they have people who sound like people?
Nope.
That they do?
That's me.
That's you. And why did you decide to use the song for a commercial?
So the people would hear the song.
Really?
Yeah, the more people hear it, the better, in my opinion, for me. It's like I give the song to radio, and they put it next to their advertisements for soap, but I'm still glad that people hear the song. If I give the song to a commercial, and they put it next to an advertisement next to a car, and a cool car at that, it's like, to me, that's still good. People are going to hear the song. I don't really have a problem. I know some people, they hate to have their song in any kind of commercial thing, but when I make the music, I make it exactly the way I want to. I have a lot of control over it. I'm really happy with it, and I put the record out. And past that, I'm just hoping to get it out to as many people as possible. And I want to make a living, you know. So if I can get people to put it in a commercial or something like that, that doesn't bother me.
My guest is Chris Isaak. He has a new CD called Always Got Tonight. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actor Chris Isaak. He plays himself in the Showtime TV series The Chris Isaak Show, which is now in its second season. Often when songwriters are on the show, I ask them to redeem a song, to take a song that we might think of as being square or uninteresting, or a song that would be really out of character for you to like. And then I ask you to maybe do a few bars from that song and tell us why you like it, in spite of everybody else's preconceptions about it.
Okay, I'll give you a song. Here, I'll give you somebody I can redeem for you.
Great.
Let's see. On a day like today, we'd pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide. Take our love letters from the sand that you made of us, that you... That's Pat Boone.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear. It's not
love
a bad
letters
song.
Love Letters from the Sand.
Yeah.
Love Letters from the Sand is a great song.
Yeah.
And I've met Pat Boone. He couldn't be a nicer guy. And I got to tell you, he's the most vilified man and the most misunderstood man. And I often thought to myself, now why do people go, you know, we want to do rock and roll, not that Pat Boone stuff.
Well, it's because of his cover of Tutti Frutti.
But you know something? To me, is a misunderstanding by the uninformed once more. It's like Pat Boone's not famous for his cover of Tutti Frutti. I mean, you can go to hundreds of any singer, and they do hundreds of songs in their career, and you take their weak song or a song that they're not famous for and try to judge them on that, it's kind of unfair. Pat Boone is famous for Love Letters in the Sand or Sugar Moon, and if you listen to those songs, he has an amazing voice. He sings like nobody else. It's a unique style, and I always thought that he had a lot of things that were really great, and that the reason he got nailed so hard, besides his metal dressing and leather and stuff, which was kind of crazy. I don't know. What were you thinking there, Pat? I don't know. But he got nailed because he had footage of him singing Tutti Frutti. I mean, there's film footage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever they're doing a documentary, they go, well, we need footage. Oh, there's Pat Boone singing Tutti Frutti. We use that. And so he fit, you know, like he fit perfectly into the niche of somebody that they could nail.
When and how did you discover him? Because it was after he was popular.
When I'm going through old records, I would pick up Sun Records, and I would pick up Chess and Dot, and Pat Boone was on Dot. So, all the old labels, and he had a lot of nice stuff.
Another song I want to ask you about, Bad, Bad Thing, which was used in the Stanley Kubrick movie Eyes Wide Shut. How did that song end up in the movie?
Nicole Kidman, God bless her long red-headed self. Nicole Kidman was using music just to rehearse the scene, I guess. And the story that was related to me is that the director, Kubrick, said, well, you know, what music do you like? And she was playing that. And he said, wow, that really works. And they called me. I was backstage at the Jay Leno show. And they said, we have some, you know, requests to use this music. And I said, well, who's the director? Because I get a fair amount of requests for film music. I said, who's the director? And they said, Kubrick. And I said, yes. You know, sign the deal. Talk later. To me, it was like, if the reason for doing that was the thrill of having my song in something that was done by Kubrick, who I'm such a huge fan of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you just go, I've been watching his films my whole life. And so I was just tickled pink that he asked to use some of mine.
Chris Isaak, his new CD is called Always Got Tonight. His Showtime TV series, The Chris Isaak Show, is now in its second season.